Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In today's show, Bitcoin follows fresh U.S. stocks dive as analysis expects the Bitcoin price to take 37,500 liquidity. And as shared here by BTC Fuel, Bitcoin has a similar setup as during the 2015 Bitcoin bear market. There is a possibility that it loses this diagonal support. However, this should immediately lead to a mega pump for Bitcoin. And as Root shares here, the market cap of Bitcoin will surpass silver and gold. That's a given. We're going to hit a $10 trillion market cap and 10x from here. It's only a matter of time. And by then, I can expect at least a $500,000 Bitcoin price. And crypto trader Big Shed stresses some caution. Bitcoin, my belief, is most market participants are underestimating the impact of this failed breakout. And as economist Holger shares, the European corporate bond market's ongoing sell-off has reached historic proportions, with high-grade bonds losing a record 8.6% in total return terms since their August peak. This is now the worst downturn than lows reached during the early coronavirus turmoil. Also in today's show, payments giant Stripe rolls out crypto payments pilot on Twitter, as they announce here, introducing crypto payments. While the store value aspects of cryptocurrencies typically receive the most attention, we view the prospect of open access global financial rails as being at least equally compelling. As a result, we've been exploring ways to use cryptocurrency-based platforms to unlock broader access. Today, we're introducing crypto payments for Connect with crypto payouts. A select group of creators on Twitter, our first partner, will be able to use cryptocurrency-based rails to receive their earnings from Twitter. Let's go. Also in today's show, billionaire Mark Cuban reveals massive Ethereum position and says Bitcoin maximalists are wrong about the true upside in crypto markets. Quoting him here from a recent interview, the Bitcoin maxis are people who think that Bitcoin's just going to own the world and change the world to be the ultimate currency. It's not. Bitcoin is really a great store value because it's easier to trade than gold, easier to break up into smaller pieces than gold, to share with people. It's easier to store. You can just take the digital file and put it on a card. Store value is one thing that applies primarily to Bitcoin. Also in today's show, veteran trader who correctly called the massive Bitcoin crash updates his outlook on the king crypto. That's right. We're talking about veteran trader Peter Brandt says Bitcoin could be heading for a serious price dip, as he reveals here on crypto Twitter, could go to $27,000 first. And he also shares this chart. It's deja vu all over again. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today's episode is brought to you by the FTX app, formerly known as Blockfolio. I've been using this app literally every single day for the past few years. It's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is check my crypto portfolio. I personally love it because it's the easiest and fastest way to buy Bitcoin, Ether, and other top cryptocurrencies with zero fees, truly making this a no-brainer. And they're trusted by over 6 million people worldwide and over 200 plus countries around the world. And they have a special promo they're running right now where you can earn free crypto on every trade over $10. To take advantage of it, visit ftx.cryptonewsalerts.net and use promo code CryptoNews. Again, that's ftx.cryptonewsalerts.net, promo code CryptoNews, and download the FTX app today. Make some trades, claim your free crypto. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin faced selling pressure at the Wall Street Open on April 22nd as markets began a rerun of April 21st losses. And at the time of this recording, we're currently trading just under $40,000. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin following a grimly familiar course on April 22nd, hitting lows of 39 $9,200 on Bitstamp. Now, the previous day had cost the bulls that $40,000 support, a level that had yet to cement itself as a meaningful line in the sand. And for analytics resource material indicators, it is now the case of watching bids getting lower on the exchange order books between spot and $37,500. There was approximately $100 million in bids waiting on Binance. As you can see in this chart, quoting material indicators here, Fire Charts is showing $100 million in Bitcoin bid liquidity between here and $37,500 range, expecting it to get filled, but watching to see if Bitcoin / USDT liquidity moves to the active buy zone or the buy zone moves to the orders resting on the Binance order book. Now, U.S. equity showed no signs of slowing their new route, with the S&P 500 down 1.75% in the first 90 minutes, trading and the NASDAQ 100 shedding 1.43%. And in Europe, the picture was made worse by the bond market sell-off, reaching what markets commentator Holger called historic proportions. As he shares here, the European corporate bond market's ongoing sell-off has reached historic proportions, with high-grade bonds losing a record of 8.6% in total return terms since their August peak. This is now the worst downturn than lows reached during the early coronavirus turmoil in the GFC, BBG has calculated. Meanwhile, traders were broadly also in a wait-and-see mode when it came to Bitcoin. As crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop shares here on crypto Twitter, the level has hit. Let's see how the market will respond from this area on Bitcoin. And for popular trader Big Sheds, he took a more ominous line while examining multi-week price performance. As he reveals here, Bitcoin, my belief is most market participants are underestimating the impact of this failed breakout. The Bitcoin has no shortage of bearish midterm price predictions. Amongst them is former BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes, who expects Bitcoin to return to $30,000 by June. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the BitMEX CEO. And checking out the latest from BTC Fuel, Bitcoin has a similar setup as during the 2015 Bitcoin bear market. There is possibility that it loses this diagonal support. However, this should immediately lead to a mega pump for Bitcoin. Let's freaking go. And as Root shares here, the market cap of Bitcoin will surpass silver and gold. That, my friend, is a given. It's only a matter of time. I can easily see the Bitcoin market cap surpassing that of gold, surging at least 10x from here. And when that happens, expect at least $500,000 Bitcoin price. And before I break down next story of the day, payments giant Stripe rolls out crypto payments pilot on Twitter. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin down 0.5% for the day, maintaining at around $39,700. We have Ether down 0.4%, trading just under $3,000, while Luna, XRP, Avalanche, Binance Coin, and Cardano are all correcting and in the red, while Solana, Polkadot, and Near are pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Payments processing firm Stripe is testing out a new pilot program to allow users to make payments using crypto assets on Twitter. Let's go. According to a new company blog post and accompanying tweet, Stripe is looking into broadening the reach of its global payments program by incorporating digital assets, quoting them here. While the store value aspects of cryptocurrencies typically receive the most attention, we view the prospect of open access global financial rails as being at least equally compelling. As a result, we've been exploring ways to use cryptocurrency-based platforms to unlock broader access. Today, we're introducing crypto payments for Connect with crypto payouts. A select group of creators on Twitter, our first partner, will be able to use cryptocurrency-based rails to receive their earnings from Twitter, as they reveal here in the short video demo. Now, I also like to point out that the pilot program will initially only support stablecoin USD, which is USDC, and use layer 2 Ethereum scaling solution Polygon / Matic to process the payments. Stripe notes that they will eventually plan to support more virtual assets and processing networks, as they reveal here. Stripe will initially support payouts in USDC, a stablecoin pegged to the US dollar. This will enable many people who wouldn't otherwise be able to hold dollars to do so. Payouts will take place over the Polygon network, which we chose for its low fees, speed, and integration with Ethereum and broad wallet compatibility. Once creators receive their earnings, they can hold their balance on Polygon or choose to bridge to Ethereum and exchange it into another currency. We plan to add support for additional rails and payout currencies over time. So there you have it. Let the mass Bitcoin adoption continue. And before I break down next story of the day, billionaire Mark Cuban reveals massive Ethereum position and says Bitcoin maximalists are wrong about the true upside in crypto markets. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting at $1.85 trillion with $70 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the current Bitcoin dominance at 40.8%, with the Ether dominance at 19.3%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, hours. We have ApeCoin leading the pack, up 17%, trading at $16.64, followed by CurveDAO token, up 13%, trading at $2.63, followed by Kyber Network Crystal, up 12%, trading at $5.10. And now checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the week, you can see Ape up a whopping 40%, GMT up 33%, and Monero up 19.5%. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 24, back in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 26, last week a 28, and last month a 40 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next play of the day. Billionaire Mark Cuban is weighing in on what he believes is the true value and function of each sector within the cryptocurrency realm. In a new interview with Scott Hilton's YouTube channel, the entrepreneur says that while Bitcoin will always function as a store of value, he disagrees with maximalists who view Bitcoin as the be-all, end-all digital asset. Quoting Mark Cuban here, the Bitcoin maxis are the people who think that Bitcoin is just going to own the world and change the world to be the ultimate currency. It's not. Bitcoin is really a great store of value because it's easier to trade than gold, easier to break up into smaller pieces than gold, to share with people, it's easier to store. You can just take the digital file and put it on a card. Store value is one thing that applies primarily to Bitcoin. Now, the Shark Tank investor next discusses the two main categories of crypto tokens and how more speculative tokens compare to over-the-counter stocks. Quoting him here, there are two types of tokens, tokens that have a utility and tokens they call ish coins that are just there to be traded. They are just speculation opportunities, just like OTC stocks. Now, when most people think of stocks, they think of the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange, but there are these things called pink sheets and bulletin boards and OTC stocks where there are thousands of companies with no audited financials, where stocks trade for pennies and who knows what price, and trillions of shares trade with nothing. They are the stock equivalent to some crypto tokens. Now, Cuban goes on to explain why altcoins with utility are his main area of interest as a crypto investor, revealing he's amassed huge positions in Ethereum as well as Polygon / Matic, as he shares here. Finally, there's the tokens that have utility, like Ethereum. They have these things called smart contracts, and they allow you to trade different things, whether it's NFTs, insurance contracts on Ethereum. There's just a variety of things. That's where I think the true upside is. That's why I own a ton of Ethereum and Polygon / Matic, because smart contracts like HTML or JavaScript for the internet, you can create applications. NFTs are one version of the applications, and we're starting to see others like textbooks turn into NFTs, music, songs, movies turned into NFTs. Anything digital can use a smart contract to become an NFT. It makes a great point, and that's where the real upside is. Now, earlier this week, Internet Sleuths revealed the contents of Cuban's Ethereum wallet. In addition to holding quantities of ETH and a variety of other altcoins, the billionaire also owns a significant amount of Circle's USDC stablecoin. And regarding the function of stablecoins, Cuban shared the following. Stable coins are kind of like the currency of the crypto world. There are two kinds of stable coins. One is pegged to the dollar, and most common type is USDC. For every USDC dollar that is a token in somebody's crypto wallet, there is a real US dollar in a bank account in their treasury that matches up to that. So that's relatively safe. Now, the second kind is algorithmic, and that's where some of the games are played, where rather than it being dollar for dollar to each coin, there are algorithms created where they try to emulate certain things. Those are the riskier, and that's why I think they are going to be regulated. I don't think that's a bad thing. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Mark Cuban, and to watch this entire video with him entitled Crypto Will Change Everything, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down a final story of the day, veteran trader who correctly called massive Bitcoin crash updates his outlook on the king crypto. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now Now let's break down our final story of the day. Veteran trader Peter Brandt thinks that the king crypto could be heading for a serious price dip. That's right. Brandt, who gained notoriety in crypto circles for correctly calling Bitcoin's 2018 collapse, tells his 633,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin could drop to $27,000. The move would represent a more than 31% decrease for the king crypto, which is currently trading just above $39,600 at the time of this recording. Now, the top-ranked crypto asset by market cap is down more than 2% in the past week and more than 7% in the past 30 days. Peter Brandt also speculates that the NASDAQ 100 index could be mirroring the dot-com crash of the early 2000s, saying on Twitter that the chart is giving him deja vu. As he shares here, is deja vu all over again. And if we take $16,000 divided by 400, that's a return of 40x. If Bitcoin was to 40x from here, we're talking about a $1.6 million Bitcoin price. Send it. Now, should Brandt's prediction about the NASDAQ hold true, it could mean rough days ahead for the king crypto. Just this week, popular crypto trader Jason Pizzino outlined how Bitcoin is highly correlated to the index. Explains the analyst, some of the challenges that we've got to get through is decoupling from the NASDAQ. The problem lies with the NASDAQ itself, being that we could be in for more downside in the NASDAQ, which means more downside in Bitcoin and Ethereum, and of course, cryptocurrencies. And checking out this other tweet, someone asked Peter Brandt, is this chart too bullish to be true? And Peter Brandt responded, very possible. This has been my guess for many months. We'll see. And then someone asked him, Peter, I thought you were leaning to 28,000. And Peter responded, could go to $27,000 first. I'd also like to point out this guy, Jason Pizzino, who I shared in yesterday's episode, he predicts Bitcoin can explode by 25x from the current price, sending the Bitcoin price to $1 million per BTC. Quoting him here, a 25x might seem like it's a little far-fetched, but as we've seen from December 2018 to the current top in 2021 in November, it's basically been a 22x return. So 2100% here. So it's not too far out of the question, but I just think it's going to take a lot more time than people are expecting. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. And now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show, Bitcoin follows fresh US stocks dive as analysis expects the Bitcoin price to take $37,500 liquidity. Also shared that payments giant Stripe rolls out the crypto payments pilot on Twitter, and that billionaire Mark Cuban reveals his massive Ethereum position. It says Bitcoin maximalists are wrong about the true upside in the crypto markets. And I also share that veteran trader Peter Brandt, who correctly called the massive Bitcoin crash, updates his outlook on the king crypto. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Jenny Jones wrote, hey JV, thanks for the shout out. Loved your reply. Definitely want 100,000, 220,000. Got to see what regulators come up with. So what do we do until then? Buy and hodl. Peace. Much love, fam. Yes, indeed. Buy and hodl. You got it. $220,000. Send it. And our next featured comment comes from Sean Jia Fitness. Crypto Rover, you have to take with a pinch of salt. If you're on Twitter every day, he tweets, Bitcoin is about to pump. Though my own view is we will eventually get back up there, just not right tomorrow. I think next week should see some good momentum to the upside with the Aussies ETF coming out. Great point, fam. Thanks for sharing. So many bullish factors working in Bitcoin's favor right now. Pumpy pump. Incoming equals destiny. And our third and final featured comment comes from Tough Cookie, short and sweet. Thanks, JV. Look forward to your daily updates. Date not a fam. And I greatly appreciate your continued support. Bitcoin new all-time high. Let's freaking go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.